Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But let's get to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And bring on to the show Luke Easterling, who does a great job breaking down the NFL draft, Athlon Sports. You've seen his work for many, many years, and he's been on our show off and on. And he had a mock draft last week that came out and got me thinking about the Commanders in the top 10 and how things could go. So we wanted to chat with him. Luke, it's good to talk to you. It's Grant and Danny in D.C. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Good to be back, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Appreciate you. It's awesome to have you on the program. I guess let's just start with, you know, you cranked up your first mock draft about a week ago. It caught my attention. When you got to the Commanders bottom half of the top 10, what were some of your considerations and what did you ultimately decide to do with them in mock draft 1.0?
Yeah, so it's, you know, they're in an interesting spot because they could go one of two ways. I mean, obviously, when you look at that defense, particularly the defensive front, you just got to find an impact edge rusher. You know, ever since they traded away Chase Young and Montez Sweat, they've been kind of chasing that guy that can take over a game. And you know, obviously, nobody, you know, Myles Garrett doesn't come around every year, and those types of guys are pretty rare to find. But you got to take a swing at those premium positions and try to find the kind of guy who, when it's 3rd and 7, can get you off the field. When it's, you know, the game is on the line late, can come up with a big play, can get you the strip sack and get in and seal a win. They haven't been able to find that type of guy. And so all things being equal, that's the thing that I think is the biggest need on the roster. But on the other side of the coin, you've got to say, hey, we've got a young quarterback in Jaden Daniels. We're trying to build up the offensive line. And I think Terry McLaurin's absence, extended absence for due to injury this year, has really exposed their lack of depth at wide receiver. You know, Debo has been valuable in the way his skill set brings some unique things to the table and allows Cliff Kingsbury to do some things that are fun. But when Terry's not out there, I mean, and he's, you know, north of 30 years old now, so as you're looking ahead past this season, You're looking around and saying, okay, well, Debo is not getting any younger, and he's kind of that more gadget guy where he's not your traditional number one wide receiver. We need somebody who's going to be able to, you know, right away the last couple of years of Terry's time here, be a really strong number two who can line up on the outside and let Debo kind of move around and do the things he does in the slot in the backfield. And when Terry's ready to move on, we've got a guy already in place who can immediately take over that one, number one role. So I believe in that mock last week, I had them taking Carnell Tate out of Ohio State. Him and Jordan Tyson out of Arizona State are the two top 10 talents, I think, in this wide receiver class. And they both, again, you know, they're 6'1", 6'2 plus. I think Carnell's 6'3". They can both jump out of the gym. They're both great route runners, got great athleticism and quickness, explosiveness out of their cuts. They can create after the catch. Both of those guys, I think, should be on the table and in the conversation for them. If they don't go defense and their priority is, hey, we've got to help Jaden, we got to give everything possible to Jaden to make sure we can maximize him, I think that has to happen at wide receiver. I like some of the investments they've made in the offensive line. But those are two names for Commanders fans to keep an eye on in terms of the high-end receivers in this class.
And that's one of the reasons we're doing this now with some college football left is so that our listeners can start to track some of these guys in the weeks and the games ahead collegiately. Luke Easterling is with us. So I actually want them to trade back, and that's something we're going to talk about later in the conversation. But I guess to double-click on this, if they're picking 7th or 8th, let's just say, maybe even 6th, is that too rich for a receiver like a Jordan Tyson, Colorado, Arizona State, or a Carnell Tate, who you referenced from Ohio State? Or is that where those guys should come off the board?
I mean, obviously, a lot's going to be determined from here on out. These, you know, whether these guys, Tate in particular, is going to, you know, get a chance to play in the college football playoff. He's been banged up a little the last couple weeks, so hopefully he's fully healthy as they go into the playoff. But I think so, man. I think, again, these guys are both top 10 guys. Tyson in particular, he's such a great route runner. He's so great at the catch point in terms of being able to rotate his body and make big catches even when he's covered. They both got really great lengths in terms of being able to catch the ball away from their body and not just let it in and let the defenders get to it before it gets to their chest. The thing for them is going to be, how much do we value the receiver position, and do we think either of those guys is so good that if we have an elite pass rusher on the table, a guy like Keldrick Falk maybe out of Auburn, who's got that rare athleticism, that versatility to line up outside, inside, and create mismatches on the defensive front. That's going to be the conversation for them. But in terms of just in a vacuum, those two receivers, I do think they're both top 10 guys. And again, the difference between 6 and 7 and 9 and 10, I don't think is huge. If you think those guys can be, again, superstar number one wide receivers, which I think they have the potential to be. And again, it's because they can win in every type of way you need a receiver to win. They're not just big physical guys who can outmuscle you. They're not just shifty speed guys who can run past you. They really both have complete skill sets that can win in every type of way. They can beat you over the top. They can beat you with route running polish and in and out of your breaks to create separation that way. They can take a quick screen, a quick hitch, make a guy miss and turn a 2-yard catch into a 30-yard or a 40-yard gain. They can win in every way you need a receiver to win, and I think that's why they're both going to be top 10 guys.
Luke Easterling with us here. All Grant and Danny. So piggybacking off Grant's question about trading back, the quarterbacks in this class, because to me, that's your best path for being able to trade back. If somebody gets the steamies for, you know, Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore or whatever, now you've got some leverage and some juice there. How are these quarterbacks this year in your view? Are there risers, guys that might make themselves worthy of top 10 type selections, Luke? And you know, what might the commodity be that folks want to trade up for?
So I'll give you two sides of this answer as well. I'll give you my opinion, and I'll give you historically what the NFL has done that is kind of in opposition to that. So the longer this season goes on, the less enamored I am with this quarterback class, to the disappointment of any Washington fans who will hope that there's a bunch of quarterbacks on the board that will be able to trade down. You know, Mendoza for me is the guy that has continued to separate himself as, I think, the clear-cut best quarterback in this class. I do think he's probably a top 5 guy. But after that, man, it's so, you know, I've seen some good things from Dante Moore this year at Oregon, but it's not enough to get me super excited about taking him in the top.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
5 top 10. Ty Simpson is a guy that has gone from completely off the radar to every mock draft had him in the top 5 for the last month or so. But then a couple weeks ago, he faces a really tough defense at Oklahoma, and he doesn't play very well. Last week, he really didn't have a great game against Eastern Illinois, who's 3-9 in the Ohio Valley Conference, and he goes out and has, you know, a pretty pedestrian day. I know they won that game big, but it was really the running game. He threw a couple of picks. I know one of them was a Hail Mary, but the other one was really ugly. He's struggling with simple things that really are supposed to be his calling card because he doesn't really have the physical tools that jump off the page. He's not a huge, super athletic, super strong-armed guy, so he's got to win with those, you know, precise throws and the decision-making and those things. So I think Ty Simpson is more of a second, third-round guy to me right now. And the one guy that I would say gets me excited but still has a ton of flaws and a lot of things to figure out is Lenora Sellers at South Carolina. And I think, honestly, his best thing, like, he would be better off coming back to school, I think, and maybe even transferring from South Carolina, because I don't know that they've really done the best job putting an infrastructure around him to help him succeed. But you want to talk about a guy who, similar to a Josh Allen when he was coming out of Wyoming, Josh Allen's Wyoming film was awful, by the way. A lot of it was. And so, but you had a huge guy with a rocket arm and elite athleticism that eventually developed into the guy we see today. And again, he's the exception, not the rule. But Sellers is the guy that if you really wanted to take a swing on the upside, I would at least understand him as a top 10 pick because you're swinging on the upside and you might miss. Moore, I don't think, has that kind of ceiling, and he's got a decent floor. Simpson, I think, has an okay floor but a really limited ceiling. And so when you start having those conversations, it's like, man, do I take a quarterback who should really be a day two pick instead of an elite pass rusher, an elite wide receiver, an elite offensive tackle? And I just don't know that teams are going to do that unless it's a guy like Sellers who they can justify it by saying, hey, I'm gonna swing for the fences on the talent and the upside here.
So where would this quarterback class, or how would they compare to this past year's, with Dart going 25 and, of course, Cam Ward going 1-1, where would these guys that you mentioned slot in if they were coming out last year?
Yeah, I think it's similar in strength overall as a class. And again, I've still got a good bit of work to do to get into the finer points of these guys as we look at their entire body of work, and we want to see them play in some of these clutch games, especially guys like Mendoza and Moore and Simpson, who might get a chance to play through the playoff and play some big games still down the stretch. But, I mean, I think it's very similar in that you got Cam Ward was the clear-cut number one guy last year. I think that's going to be Mendoza this year. And I think there's going to be a decent gap between those two guys and the rest of the class like we just saw. I still thought Shedeur Sanders should have been a first-round pick. I'm interested to see how we see him play now down the stretch now that he's named the starter in Cleveland. And we saw the offense have a little bit more juice yesterday. I would have taken him over Jackson Dart, even though I've been impressed with Jackson Dart this year, and I'm interested to see how he does now that Dable's out and how that affects his usage as a runner more than anything once he gets back to full health from the concussion. But I think overall in terms of class, it looks similar to me right now in that you've got a clear-cut number one guy, and I don't know who else I would have taken in the first round. It would have been Sanders for me, and I think, again, the other guy in this class for me would be Sellers just because there's so much potential there. I'd love to see him come back and develop that a little bit more at the college level before being thrown into the fire at the NFL level. But I think right now, where I'm sitting right now, they're very similar in that they had one guy at the top and a lot of question marks about everybody else.
Let's say Washington picks seventh. We're talking NFL draft with Luke Easterling. And they do want to go get the best defensive player on the board. What does that look like? And would Reuben Bain Jr., everybody's kind of favorite edge out of Miami, is he long gone by then?
I do think he's long gone by then. I think he's going to go to the first or second team that doesn't need a quarterback at the top. And when you look at the way things are stacking up right now, I mean, you've got Tennessee and the Giants at the top there, where even the Giants don't even need an edge guy, but if they're stuck at one or two, you have to take a premium position elite prospect like that and just deal with the rest later. You don't pass on those guys. You don't reach for other things when you have that guy staring at you. I don't think the top edge guy in the class falls out of the top five. I don't see that happening, and probably not even the top three unless we do see a couple of those quarterbacks go earlier than we expected. I do think trading back is going to be attractive to them in large part because they don't have that second round pick. And especially if it remains a top 10 pick in the second round, you know, they're going to want to recoup something that's close to in value to that if they can to get off of that pick. I think the guy that would really intrigue me if they're picking in that back half of the top 10 and they really just want pure best player available, let's get somebody for this defense. Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State, would be the guy that would intrigue me. And if anybody knows. They're very different players, so don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not comparing him to Sean Taylor at all as a player, because they're very, very different in terms of their skill sets. But the Washington franchise knows what it looks like when you find a guy at that position who's worthy of a top 10 pick and the impact he can make as a player. I think Caleb Downs can make that kind of impact for a modern NFL defense with his versatility, his ability to play the pass and the run. He's lightning quick. He can be single high over in center field, and then all of a sudden you blink and he's making a play in the backfield against the run.
Is he Kyle Hamilton kind of guy? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think very similar. Different body types, because Kyle is so high cut. He's such a tall, lanky guy, and Downs is a little bit different, but just so smart, so athletic, so versatile and explosive that I think he's a guy that should go in the top 10, regardless of positional value, whatever you want to say about whether or not the safety position. I'll tell you this, the best defenses and the best defensive coordinators in the NFL know how to take a really rare, versatile safety and make him an impact player, make him worthy of a top 10 pick. I think Caleb Downs is that talented, and the best defenses know how to use those guys. So that's the guy I'd be really intrigued with. If they don't take an edge rusher, Caleb Downs is just the pure best player available. You can make the case that he's one of the top one or two overall players in the entire draft.
How is this edge rusher class?
It's loaded. It's loaded, man. I mean, every week I do a mock draft. I think I've been doing them going back to September. And every time I'm just like, I think there are like eight edge rushers and 32 picks, like a quarter of the entire first round could be edge rushers. I mean, I mentioned Keldrick Falk earlier. We've talked about Reuben Bain already. But, I mean, you got T.J. Parker from Clemson. You got Mateo Uiagalelei from Oregon. L.T. Overton from Alabama. David Bailey has been dominant for Texas Tech this year. You got guys that even at the top of the second round, Joshua Joseph from Tennessee. Both the guys from Missouri could be in that second round, day two range. You got Quincy Rhodes Jr. from Arkansas. I mean, I could literally just keep going on and on and on. Romello Height, who's the other guy at Texas Tech across from David Bailey. There's so many edge rushers that I think that the top 50 picks in this draft are going to be there. You're going to see double-digit edge rushers come off the board. It's an absolutely loaded class.
This is where the frustration sets in, though, for Washington hyper-locally here. Luke Easterling's our guest on G&D, because they only pick once in the top 72 picks if they don't trade back at 7 right now. Right, so if you don't go edge there, you kind of miss the boat. And by the way, they don't have a fourth rounder either. So they pick twice in the top, basically 150 in this draft right now.
Yeah, that hurts, man. And again, I think that, like you said, it speaks to how motivated they will probably be to get off that pick and maybe even hope that it's as high as possible so they can get as much value as possible to move back wherever it takes to hopefully get another top 50 pick. Whether they can get some picks the following year or what have you. And again, hopefully that quarterback class impresses down the stretch and gives them opportunities to entice teams to come up there, because we all know that teams will always pay and charge a premium to move up for a quarterback. So hopefully that's the scenario that plays out for them, because I agree with you. Every time, you know, my mock drafts are two rounds right now. I'll expand them to three rounds here in a few weeks probably. But I do think there's going to be a drop-off. I think, like I said, there's going to be double-digit edge guys in the top 50. And then at some point at the back end of that second round, early third round, the top of that board is going to be completely wiped out. And they're going to really, really be kicking themselves if they miss out because of the moves they've made previously to kind of gut their draft capital. I think they'll be highly motivated to move back from that original first round or try to recoup some of that.
Luke, sharp stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, guys. Enjoy your week.
Go check out Luke Easterling's work. Athlon Sports does a really good job covering the NFL draft. I just got a tweet from somebody. This is kind of intriguing. Dylan says, I was having a discussion with a friend about this. Do you guys think, besides Jaden Daniels, there is a single player on the Commanders roster that would return a first or second round pick straight up? He said, I said maybe Tunsil, that's it. Who could you trade? I'm not saying they should or will.
No. But it's the exercise, yeah.
How many blue chippers they have. Who could you trade right now and get a one or two back for them, other than Daniels?
I don't think there is anybody.
Tunsil.
I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I mean, that's not what Tunsil fetched, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.